Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Zion, Chapter 7, Hashem's Perfect Justice. There are right choices and there are wrong choices in life. There are people who choose to do good and those who choose to do the opposite. Good should follow good and correct choices, and punishment should follow those who sin. But we sometimes look around the world and don't always see this playing out as such. It's possible for one to think that a world is not being orchestrated in a just manner. David HaMelech reassures us in this parak, Hashem is just. Elokim Shofet Tzadik, Hashem is a righteous judge. Hashem has an exact cheshbon, an exact calculation and master plan, one that we don't have full access to. Bor kara v'yachbereihu. The evil person digs a pit. He's excavating a trap. And what happens to this evil guy? Vayipol b'shachas yifal. Ultimately, he himself falls into that pit. Some people have the minhag to say this parak of Tehillim on Purim. In the Purim story, things are looking awful for the Jews. Haman, a virulent anti-Semite, becomes the second most powerful leader in the empire, and he's on a mission to wipe out the Jewish nation. The situation is bleak. Where's the justice? Haman's a bad guy. Why does he have so much prosperity and power? Then Haman builds a gallows in which he schemes to hang Mordechai. Mordechai at tzaddik. Let's hit pause on this story, even though we all know the ending. The good guy, the tzaddik, Mordechai, is set to get hung, and the evil Rasha, Haman, is second in command. Where's the justice here? But Hashem is ultimately running the show, and Hashem is a perfect judge. In the middle of the story, we can't see Hashem's tzaddik, Hashem's perfect justice. But just like David says in this pasuk, the evil person builds a trap for another, but ultimately he himself falls into it. We all know how the Purim story ends. Haman is hung on the very gallows that he builds, and Mordechai HaTzadik is elevated. This is an ideal parak to say when you look around the world and need to remind yourself that Hashem is running the show with perfect righteous justice. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator.